Going straight to the people. Not because I don't care about ticket texters, but because people want to talk about this. And I really want to know what you're looking for tonight. It's been a dead week for the Wings. I don't know another way to put it. We started the week, gave you what the hockey experts were saying, gave you, look, if they were going to make something big happen in the trade market or the buyout market, it happens this week. And a lot of people believe the NHL draft tonight will be, I don't want to use comic book words, but like explosive, you know, wham, bang, pow. But like moves can happen. You know, Noah Dobson just got traded for what we all deem to be a paltry return. Kenny, to his credit, has always said this about his sport. There are trades and you go, wait, they gave up what? And then there's other trades where you're like, wait, that's all he cost? This would be the latter. The Wings didn't do it. Now, as part of it, that Dobson didn't want to play here, wouldn't sign here. Guys, the bottom line is you're pigeonholing yourself into free agency is going to have to be the savior. The trades, as described by many in the industry, it's a this week thing. Is that fair, Kenny?
Yeah, it's definitely fair.
Okay. Let's get to the people, see what everybody's got to say. What needs to happen tonight for you to not be disappointed? And how about this? Forget what is your reaction to Noah Dobson. Hell, Jeremy Otto didn't even have it in his update. Do you have a reaction? Or is that just a wet fart? Your world, guys. Let's go to Trevor, 97.1. Trev, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about the Dobson trade and everything. And Ekblad, too. I do not like Ekblad at all. I think we're going to overpay for him. He's going to be on the team in, you know, 6 years when we're kind of really getting good, and he's going to be a dead contract. I really hope we stay away from him. I think you let the young guys play. With Dobson going to Montreal, I think they're way better than us now. Mm-hmm. I don't think we compete at all. I think we try to keep having the young guys grow. You know, hopefully Carter Mazur, you know, he got hurt in his debut. Hopefully that guy can get some minutes. Hopefully, you know, Danielson could get up here and play a couple games. ASP can get up here. Ekblad would kind of take away minutes from him, which wouldn't be a fan of.
So let me just ask you then, Trevor. If your plan is to just have a daycare center up here, do you expect them to make the playoffs with that roster you just described?
What's the point of making the playoffs if we're not going to win? We don't have a good enough team. I think there's obviously Florida's going to be back again. Tampa's going to be good. Toronto.
So just give up.
Well, we have too much talent to tank, and I think we trade Larkin. I'm so sick of him thinking that.
He's got a no movement clause.
Well, buy him out. You know,
oh, okay. Kenny, take over.
I can't. This is everything you've just said is ridiculous. And first of all, Aaron Ekblad is a terrific player. He's not even 30 yet. So to say you're not interested in him is a little ridiculous. Yeah, you're probably going to have to overpay for him. But guess what? The cap's going up. Also, not making the playoffs again, unacceptable in this window. You've signed Larkin long-term. You've signed Raymond long-term. You've signed Sider long-term. You cannot continue to not make the playoffs. It's just not an option. It's not.
This is what the Wings have done to people.
That was the first call. Mike, we're going to do great. We're going to have a great offseason. Everything's going to be great.
I hope so. But I was only talking to the caller about his plan, which was nothing. Sign no one. Don't try. Don't make playoffs unless you can win whole thing, is what I took out of that.
Be destitute. That's the plan.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Go to Charles. We have to recover. Charles, what's going on?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, loves your show, Mike and Randy.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, the first thing I want to say is I want to preface this statement, which is Steve Yzerman is my all-time favorite athlete. When he was hired as general manager, I actually threw a party here at my house.
Oh, my.
I've just gotten to the point where I can't handle it anymore. And what I would really like to see tonight is for Chris Illich to watch on TV the NHL draft and get so upset with Steve Yzerman sitting on his hands doing nothing that he invites him to his office Monday morning and he says, Steve, best of luck in your future endeavors.
Wow. Okay, here's what I'll say. I mean, Charles, I don't think it's about being right or wrong. You have every right to your feelings, and I think if his last name wasn't Iserman, he'd likely be gone. Here's where I'll meet you in the middle. The team is entering their 100th season. They're making a big deal of it. The special logo and all. Look, if they miss the playoffs in year 100, he should be fired. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to roll it this year. It makes no sense. If even if you were going to fire somebody, you wouldn't do it the day of the draft. You're not wrong. I'm not mad at you. But Charles, it's all about this next season. And no, there's no, well, that's what people said last year. Guys, truly, this is the last stop. Either make playoffs or find new vocation.
So he won't become Scott Frost, is what you're saying.
Correct. Now, is that hot take radio? I don't think so. It would be 7 full years, no playoffs, no ability in the modern NHL to recruit free. Like, we need to let this play out. He might have a great offseason. They might be a playoff team.
Right.
But this is it for me. I'm not going to answer this question 100 times. Yes, if his last name were Smithereens, he'd be gone.
Correct.
We all know this.
Correct.
But it's not. It's Iserman. And the bottom line is, I don't think on Friday, June 27th, they're entering their 100th year. Everybody knows they've got to sell tickets. They've got to get this fan base back. They've got to become relevant again. If he can't help them get to the playoffs now, fire him. But he has this year to do it. I don't think that's crazy. And I hope I don't get yelled at for that because I'm really not in the mood for it. Yes, Kenny.
No, I don't think you're crazy for that at all. And in year 100, 7 full years, it's tough for me to, as a fan, I mean, as a fan, I would have personally fired him, if not 2 years ago, last year. But you're right. His name is not Smitherman. His name is not Smith. His name is Iserman.
And they're entering the 100th season. This is it. Show or go. I think I'm more upset at the things they're not involved with. Like, Dobson was given away for free. The Islanders' leverage was slipping away by the hour. And they got picks 16 and 17.
Yeah, your pick at 13 was better than those two picks.
Absolutely. And even if there was a holdup, and the Islanders had these wild draft pick demands that you either couldn't or wouldn't fulfill, you have the prospect pool that could easily have gotten this deal over. Because 13 plus prospect gets that deal done. Mm-hmm. It does. That is, now again, if Dobson doesn't want to play here, here's the other thing. And again, people, if you guys think I'm being unfair, call me out on this. I'm a big believer that whether you are a head coach, whether you are a general manager, part of your job is recruitment. Whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 or you own a small business and have 3 food trucks, you got to recruit people to work for you. Mm-hmm. What I haven't seen thus far is any evidence to suggest Iserman can get people to play here. Or even if they want to play here, he hasn't in the past been willing to do what's necessary via term or salary or trade demands. So, look, I'm at a point where, fair or unfair, I'm open to the criticism. No, everything is Iserman's fault. Like, if Dobson didn't want to be here, yeah, I blame you. I don't even care. If it rains, it's your fault. You get far enough down the line where I don't want any excuses anymore. I just want the result. Right. That's all I want, man. Like, I don't know what to do.
No, it's fair. I mean, especially now that you extended past the Dead Wings territory, and now you got a whole new thing going on here, and it doesn't look promising.
Free agency could save the whole thing.
It could,
but the Dobson thing was a stunner.
But I can't be angry at people who are frustrated because it does seem like a little wash, rinse, repeat.
And it's
we said this last year. We said this the year before. We mean it.
I want you to do this. You call up, and I want you to give Rico, not me, because I don't want to hear it. But you can call Rico; he'll listen. One reason why you want them to use pick 13 tonight. Other than your rosterbation over your prospects.
But the Bear kid is going to be pretty good.
We'll get to all of your calls next. I love the fact people want to get involved on this. Respect. 97.1.